Warning! This video may contain foul language, discussion of sex, prostitutes, and other adult topics that might make some people squeamish. If you can't handle this, leave now, but don't bitch to me. Enjoy. Hey, I'm Scott, and I'm an American in Bangkok. I think we're going to call this episode, It's Howdy Doody Time. Because we've got another bonehead, chowderhead. I'm going to try not to swear. And you may remember this guy if you've been following my videos. There will be a link somewhere around here. Exporting a Thai woman to cook and clean. If you remember, Ozzy the Israeli sent me several messages. He doesn't want to listen. He says he's listening, but it just ain't sinking in. Ozzy, get it through your noggin. Okay, I'm gonna start off where he left off the last time. He says that in his last trip, I talked to a wonderful bar girl from Bangkok named Dor. I'm willing to meet her once again and stay with her after a couple of days, go back to Pattaya to be with a nice girl I talked to also, and go back to Pattaya, I guess is what he's trying to say. Do you think that even after I learned a little bit of the language, I live in a dream? Yes! Wake up, dude! Jesus! My father told me a great sentence that I would like to contribute. Oz, the girl you're going to meet is not yours, but of everyone. P.S. The girl in Pattaya is 30 years old, but she looks great. Listen, I don't care how she looks. It doesn't matter to me. I don't care if she's a 10. I don't care if she's a 0. It doesn't matter to me. Okay? What matters is, well, frankly, it doesn't matter to me because I'm already taken care of. I'm okay. You obviously are not. And honestly, I think that you have some insecurity issues, some issues of not wanting to be alone. And, you know, I don't know, like, do you stand to inherit a couple million dollars if you get married or something? I don't know what it is, but, dude, what is the hurry? Seriously. Anyway, he goes on, blah, 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 blah. I said, you know, first, his tie. When he wrote to me the last time, which is about 2 months ago, I think, his Thai was piss poor. He couldn't even say jiao chu. You know, jiao chu, oh, you jiao chu. He couldn't even get that right. So, you know, his Thai is not good. That's one thing I'm going to say. Now, he writes me, Dear Scott, it's Oz the Israeli again from exporting a Thai girl to cook and clean. How are you? I'm fine. Got a little bit of a headache. Yeah, I do. And it's really hot out today, if you really want to know. But frankly, this is about you, pal. Wanted to ask you a question because I'm flying to Thailand in 3 months. As I told you, I fly alone to Thailand this time. And as my father told me, go to the point and go directly to Bangkok and from there go to Pattaya. I suppose the most exciting place to the foreigner. I don't go to Chiang Mai or to the south. That has nothing to offer me, only loneliness. I know that I've asked you this a lot, but do you think that the girl from Bangkok that I met on Sukhum Vitsoy 4, that I talk to almost every day on the phone, can also be good and nice for me? Do you think I can give it a shot, although she is a bar girl? Is she same like all? Can you say that? Yeah, like I said, you know, you can ask me and ask me and ask me and ask me. You can reword it. You can do whatever you want. But it's not going to change the way I feel. Okay? I think, personally, you are way over your head. You don't have a freaking clue what's going on. If you still believe that you're going to come to Thailand and shack up with some bar girl, and she's such a good girl, oh, she studies on Sunday, I mean, come on, dude! Are you that freaking much of a malepo? I mean, seriously. Dude, have some pride in yourself. Have some balls. Find a girl with an education. Find a girl that at least is a hard worker, that is willing to study to better herself, that is willing to not sell her body. You know, I mean, I don't know. Are you... listen, it's up to you in the end. You want a bar girl? Go for it. That's what I say. Go right ahead. I think that you are, your letters have been extremely illuminative. And what I mean by that is, just in this last sentence here, you said, I suppose Pattaya is the most exciting place to a foreigner. It's the most exciting place to a foreigner who wants to go and screw around with women for pay. One of my rules is, do not get involved with a girl from Pattaya or in Pattaya. Just don't do it, because you know what? They all know, oh, well, you know what? There's foreigners out there that aren't very bright and that will come and give me, they'll throw me money. They'll just throw me money. They don't care about you. You know, always I have to come with the caveat about how, well, there might be one girl who's different, or all girls are not the same. Listen, if you're going to Pattaya, a guy like you, dude, these girls will make mincemeat out of you. You're like a rank amateur, okay? And I'm serious. You may think you know things and your father taught you this and you speak Thai. Dude, your Thai is atrocious. And you know enough for the girls to laugh at you. And you're calling this girl all the time. My guess is she's probably laughing at you also. You may not think so. And, you know, a lot of times they may feel sorry for you. She might feel sorry for you that you're calling her all the time, because she knows you're lonely and that you reek of desperation. And when a man reeks of desperation, listen, I know. I've been through it. It's like, listen, I'm not going to say I've been the strongest dude all my life and I've been a hustler and I've picked up all kinds of women. I've had my fair share of women. Believe me, I may be old and bald and overweight now, but when I was younger, I was a player. And I got women because I was cute, because I had a decent body, because I was smart, because I knew how to talk to them, and I was a decent guy. Okay? However, I was smart about women. And I still let myself go sometimes to where, you know, I couldn't, I would have to call the girl up. There was none of this, I'm going to wait 3 or 4 days. And the thing is, you're talking about a prostitute. This is a girl selling her body. Dude, you're going to bring her home to Israel, and most of the guys who know anything, they're going to look at you and go, this dude is sad. And you know why you're sad? Because this girl has been come on, come in. She's ran around with all kinds of dudes. She's been there at least months, at least from the last time. How many dudes do you think she slept with since you? I mean, if that doesn't matter to you, fine. That's no problem. Then great, go for it. But then what are you talking to me about it for? Okay, let me go on here. First of all, and second of all, or last of all, or whatever, wherever I am, don't say same, same, okay? Your tie is like the worst kind of tie, and that is bar girl tie. You speak Thai like a foreigner who has been hanging out with bar girls. And that's about the worst kind of tie to speak, okay? Same, same, almost without fail, the largest percentage of women who say same, same are prostitutes, are bar girls. They come from the bar scene. So if you want to talk like that, you know, to me, I see you sitting next to some girl. Yes, I miss you so much. Oh, no, I speak Thai. Nit noi. Oh, yeah. Oh, please. You know, really, dude. You're making me sick. I mean, I just said the other day that I thought guys were cutting back on the number of women. Guys, they're cutting back on the number of emails to me about being chowder heads because they are hooking up with these bar girls and then crying crying, oh, broken heart, and all this other stuff, you know. I guess I'm wrong, because here you are, and then there was somebody else the other day, and I got another one in the can. So all of a sudden, once I say it, then all of a sudden people come back to me and they start talking about it. Now, I met a lot of girls in Pattaya that aren't good, and saw that some of them try to rip you off and just take more and more money, and because of that, I feel a little bad to go there. Here's the thing. It's very simple. If you want to go to Pattaya, go there and have a good time. No problem. But don't think you're going to fall in love. You're going to meet, oh, this girl, she likes me so much. Come on, man. Wake up. Be a man. Stand up for yourself. Say, listen, I know what this girl is. Okay? I don't want to be in bad company, although I know that some of them, as my father told me, just came to Pattaya from the village and does not know English very well, so they can be nice too. Well, that may be true, but it's, you know what? Believe 50% of what you hear and what you're told, and with bar girls, believe about 0.5%. Most of the time, if you ask her, how long you been working here? 3 days. If she looks fairly new, I've been here 3 days. She doesn't know anything else. She learned 3 days, 3 days, three. I've been here 3 days. She's been here 3 months. The next time you go back 2 days later, 3 days. I mean, come on, man. Wait. I'm disgusted with you, Oz. Honestly. I mean, seriously. You need like a big brother to give you a smack. Okay? And I say that with care, with kindness. You need somebody to give you a smack. Okay, let's see here. I have seen all your movies, each and every one of them. I really don't have the answer. Can a girl be different? Yeah, my girl's different. By the way, I'm going to start selling this shirt. My girl is not different. You know the ones that are different? The one that you end up staying with for a long time and she's not bugging the heck out of you for money. You notice I stopped myself there. I didn't want to have to pay 500 baht into the swear jar. Rarely are they different. But this is not a Thai thing. This is not saying that Thai women are bad. Listen, you know, women want good men. They want what they want. They want a handsome guy. They want a guy they're attracted to. They want a guy that maybe they have some security with. They want a guy who makes them laugh, who helps them have a good time sometimes, who can teach them things sometimes, who is understanding of them. They want, you know, they want a lot of things. So it's not difficult to get into a situation, and it doesn't work. It's very simple to get into a relationship, and it doesn't work. It's very difficult to get into a relationship with any woman and make it work, because it's hard to get into a relationship, period. It doesn't matter if they're Thai, but you throw that into the mix, it makes it even more difficult. So I don't understand this, you know, you don't understand. Can they be different? Of course they can be different, but you really want to take a chance? I'm telling you right now, Oz, if you do this, it is the worst thing you could do. If you want to truly find a good Thai girl, come to Thailand, stay here for a year. Learn to speak the language. If you get laid during that year, great, that's fantastic. If you wanna have sex with a bar girl, no problem. Pay them, have fun, and say goodbye. But if you want a long-lasting relationship, come here for a year or so, learn to speak the language, learn a bit more of the culture, and take your time. Don't rush. You seem like you're in a race. Can I find a nice one that will connect to me and not my money? My Lu, thanks Oz. I always see that those girls in the clubs always want Farang to take them away to his country, and it almost never happened. Well, first of all, you're wrong. I'll tell you that right now. Yes, some girls would like to go to another country. But many Thai girls, they want to stay in Thailand. They're happy where they are. You think that you're going to go and show her a new world and she's going to have a better life and all that. Of course, some of them care about that, but they got to care about you if they want to take that chance. And I'll tell you why. Because when it comes down to it, most poor Thai women would rather be poor and surrounded by their friends and family than be a little bit better off and surrounded by a guy who they barely know and his family in a country that they haven't got a clue on how to assimilate into. So, you know, you are thinking logically, and you have to understand that their logic is different than your logic, okay? I have heard all these stories that told me, I have no money, Oz. I am having a bad day, Oz. My mother doesn't feel good. I told them on the phone, Farang Lu Ma, Kun Mi Cha Mai. Will it ever stop? Can a normal one be found? If I were you, I would stop trying to speak Thai until you can actually speak Thai. Because I think that, honestly, I think from what you've told me, I'm laughing at you. And I don't mean that in a, I'm not trying to belittle you, but I'm laughing. Because you're saying these things, and all this Thai, it doesn't matter. If you're not carrying on a conversation with them in Thai, or you're not sitting with them face to face and laughing about your Thai and saying, what was that word? And can you teach me that? Or what's the word for this? I guarantee you that your Thai is just, it's a pain in the ass and in the neck. Almost. It's not serving you any purpose. And this is the thing. Most bar girls, I think if you're going to hook up with one, you're just going to be asking for trouble. They are trouble for you. Now, let me see what I was looking at here. You said that, you're talking every day to this girl on the phone and that you should go directly to Bangkok and then there to Pattaya. I hope you're not a lost cause, Oz, but frankly, I just don't see you changing. I see you going, oh, but I gotta have this girl, but I've gotta have her, oh, I want her, oh, I miss her, oh. Grow some balls, man, come on. Seriously, you don't see Thai men acting like this, and if they do, it's very discreetly, okay? I'm trying to look over. There was something else I was going to say to you. I can't really think of it right now, but, there's a lot in this. I don't know whether you have a problem being alone. Here it is. It's about the loneliness. Listen, a bar girl is not a replacement for a woman who cares about you. And if you're lonely, you're lonely because of yourself. You're lonely within. That's my own opinion. That's what I've been told. And I have been lonely at times. I mean, I came over here by myself. And there were times that I was running around. And, the one thing about Thailand is that I would have some bar girl that maybe I was running around with. And I thought we were tight or whatever. She'd come over and cook for me or whatever. And I thought, oh, this is a nice little thing or whatever. And then she would do something stupid. And instead of me sitting there and going, oh, this girl, I don't know if I can make it work. Oh, after the first time where I was like a little bit PO'd, I just went, you know what? Hey, man, next. There's others in line. There's plenty of them here. That's the thing. If you got some cash, there's plenty of them. So that's the thing. If you really want a good one, she's not going to want you just for your cash. I know some guys may disagree with this, but not every Thai woman wants only your money. Everybody on the planet needs money to survive. Practically everybody. You need some kind of currency to exchange for goods and for services. But Oz, dude, please, wake up, man. I mean, you are just gone. Seriously. You cannot be asking me this question again. Because first, I'm not going to change my response. And second, I don't want to be rude to you, but I think, like I said in the last video, and if you look, you will see, I think you have your head up your anus. So far up your anus that you can't even breathe. That's my thoughts on Oz the Israeli in part 4 of exporting a Thai woman to cook and clean. Until next time, that's all I got. I'm Scott. I'm an American in Bangkok. Chok di lat chok en mai.